pay close heed to my every word.
Podcast, awesome cast.
Cast
392, three. I don't know. I was just there. I forgot. I'm Matt Durson,
and I'm John Hunt.
Right. And let's do our drink roll call here. I guess you said you got a Tito's. What do you got over there?
A Tito's vodka with some Schweppes diet ginger ale.
Tito's handmade vodka. I got this new rum that I found up in Salem.
You know, I found out I can drink rum. It's gluten-free. So,
why is that?
Why is it gluten-free?
No, I mean, how is that, I guess? I know you can drink sake because it has it's made with rice. Is rum not made
good
from
sake.
Like...
Not shit sake, because wherever...
Oh, right, shit sake.
Yeah. No, well, so, some sake, like the cheaper brands, are stored in like these barrels that... have stored other alcohol that has gluten in it. I don't know, some crap like that. So
I just, how is rum? I thought for sure rum is made from.
Maybe whiskey I can't have, but rum I think I can.
Well, then you are one lucky bastard because love rum.
All right. Well, then we've got something to do next time we see each other.
Shit, I didn't know that. Here I am thinking, this.
I only found out like 2 days ago, so I wasn't.
I'm drinking a rum and a little Coke Zero.
All right.
Which I really like. And this is a nice rum. I don't know. I forget the flavoring or whatever, but it's very good. And so there you go. Shout out to rum.
All right. Rum. Let's hear it for rum.
So here we are. We're in the post-Disney Plus era now. We're doing a special Wednesday night podcast. Wednesday. Because I wanted to talk about Disney Plus. It is not. We're out, but, you know. Almost 48 hours, I guess, day and a half or so into this thing.
Yeah.
10 million subscribers they got.
As many as our podcast has.
Maybe if you took every episode, everything that we've ever done.
And then multiplied it by 10 million.
No, but I mean, I guess that's pretty good for a day. Although, I mean, Netflix has like 60 million. But that's over however many years.
Yeah, and Netflix is like it in such debt, it's not even funny.
Yeah And their stock went down, and Disney stock, which I own because I bought Marvel stock like back in the day just for fun.
I remember that
went up $10.
All right, you can finally retire.
Well, I wish. Do this for a living, do some podcasting.
Yeah, there's a lot of money in podcasting. get that $14 check from Things from Another World.
There's money in podcasting if you're Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, well, that's different.
Or Mark Maron, something. Yeah. I don't know.
Or Joe Rogan or something.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Or Clay Fernald.
Clay Vernal. He's keeping all our money.
Oh, that son of a. And I know you're listening, Clay.
That's right.
Never You're good, Matt Clay. I kid, of course.
I know. We love you, Clay. Anyway, here we are.
Disney Plus.
Did you do the free trial, like you said?
I'm going to say yes.
All right. I mean, I don't care, but
I know.
I hadn't paid for it. I figured, what the hell?
All right.
If I, whatever. So, The Mandalorian. Want to talk about that first, or should we just get into some other... things.
No, let's talk about the show. You know what we never do when we talk about movies and shows is we never give like a plot summary.
Did you want to do that or did you?
No, I want you to do it.
All right. We can do that. That's a good idea because that's what the Red Letter Media guys do, and
everybody does it except us. We just start talking about like, I like that part, and like it is if you haven't seen it, then everybody's like, okay, so they like stuff.
Right. Okay. Well, first of all, we're going to talk about The Mandalorian if you haven't seen it. It's only like 40 minutes. So
go watch. And I'll hop in with my commentary as going along, like to go like, oh, and there's this part with that thing you forgot.
Or... All right. We'll lay out the plot. You can hop in because I'm going to forget stuff. So it starts off pretty typically for a bounty hunter style show. It's in a bar. And, you know, this guy's getting hassled, and the
blue guy.
The blue guy, right.
The blue, fat, kind of squidgy guy.
Squidgy guy. And the Mandalorian comes in, and, you know, he sort of saves him from the two,
Squidhead. And bald beard guy. Like one of the Sergeant Slaughter's guys. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. I don't remember their names, but, one of them was bald with a beard. Yeah, it's a typical bad guy bar guy. You know.
He spills his drink and he gets all pissy in Mandalorian's face.
Yeah, and Mandalorian. So he saved the guys. All like, I can, you know.
Wait, you gotta talk about. You gotta mention that he breaks the guy's arms and then cuts Squidhead in half through the door.
Oh, that was cool. Yeah.
That and then the guy gets all thankful.
He shoots him through the door. The door closes on him. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't get to it. So then the guys are like, hey, I got credits. So, hey, you know, I can roll. I can help you. How much are they paying you? So he's trying to talk his way out of it. It's kind of, I like the Midnight Run sort of style, but like Charles Grodin talking to Robert De Niro kind of way that this guy's trying to weasel it. He's obviously a white collar criminal, whatever he did to deserve.
And he's like chorizo and eggs.
Yeah, that's right. So he says, I can take you, you know.
Warm or cold.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, he goes, he takes him away. They get in a, he doesn't want to speed her with droids.
So the wank-wank guy calls in Brian Posehn.
Yeah, Brian Posehn, which is a great cameo.
Yeah.
But I love that
over the ice.
These little cameos where it's like, rant, guys in there. Guy later on from Jabba's palace. But anyway, so he gets a junky speeder drive.
And they go over the ice because they're on a snowy ice planet. And he says, stay off the ice. Here, I'm dropping you off here. Here's your ship. And he drives away and a big monster eats that guy. Yeah. And the blue guy's like, hurry up and take off.
Yeah. And then, like, he has to shock the big monster.
Yeah, he takes out his big tuning fork that he used in the holiday special cartoon and zaps the big monster that's biting on their ship.
There's also a reference to Life Day.
Yes.
Coming up, because the guy's trying to talk his way out of it. Still,
he's like trying to take a, he's pretending to take a whiz. But that's when after they take off. Maybe I should actually, I'm doing like
no,
way more.
No, I can do this.
I thought I was doing it too. Go on.
We'll go in together. Anyway, they take off. Hey, here's a question. So he's pretending to take a whiz, like you said. He goes down. He's pressing buttons because I assume he's trying to get away.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring.
He opens the thing with all the guns.
All the weapons.
And he closes it again.
I mean, he was just like, okay, I'll keep that in mind for maybe he's just scoping out the joint.
Maybe.
To see, like, when he pretends to take a dump later on, he'll be like, okay.
Now I get the gun.
Now, look, if you thought I was molting before, woof.
Ooh, man. Yeah. So I kind of like it that he goes back and he sees all the other bounties.
He sees a Greedo, he sees a Rey, and he sees, like, a bearded guy.
All frozen in carbonite.
Yeah.
Just like Han Solo, which is a kind of cool.
Right. It's cool and it's weird though because it seemed like that was sort of a big deal when Han Solo was getting thrown into carbonite. Now it's just people are willy nilly about it.
Yeah, what happened to what if he doesn't survive? It's like, well, apparently they all
did
survive.
They also did it in the Clone Wars. There was an episode where they all like Obi-Wan and Anakin and I don't know some other dudes, some clone dudes. Like that was how they snuck into some place so they wouldn't read their life signs because their heart beats so they got encased in carbonite.
So then he's like, oh, I really wish I could have made it to Life Day and some other things. But he said Life Day. And then he's like, I don't think I'm going to make it.
It's not going to happen or whatever.
Like, no, I don't think so.
And then he pushes him into the carbon freezing thingy.
Why didn't he just do that at the beginning?
Well, I don't know. You
know. He just wanted to have a chat because he never talked to him.
You know what is really funny? Just like last week, Jen said to me, made a reference to Life Day, but, you know, she called it like Chewbacca Holiday or something. And it just made me really laugh because I was like, A, you know what Life Day is. And B, that's just the funniest way to say it, you know?
Chewbacca Holiday. Even I don't know.
Christmas,
I
mean, or something like that.
That was such a bad thing. Even I've only seen it like once. I mean, I don't know.
I watched it when it originally aired. And then I had a storybook about Chewbacca and his family.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
And then I didn't really remember any of it until Butyo lent me a copy of it. And that was also the time where Jen and I were sitting down watching it. And she was like, I was like, so what do you think? And she's like, you know what? This makes me feel like making a bagel. And so she got up and left to eat a bagel, and I was stuck there watching it by myself. I think that's the perfect reaction to the Star Wars holidays.
Anyway, he brings the bounties, his carbonated,
brings them to
Carl Weathers. And Carl Weathers has, like, here's some money. Well, he has Imperial credits, and he's like, that's nothing. Like, whatever, Imperial credits. That's just sort of to tell you that this is after Return of the Jedi and the Imperial.
Something like 6 years or something like that afterwards.
So it's like Imperial credits are, he said they still spend, but apparently not. So he doesn't want to. He takes calamari money, I guess.
What if he actually was just taking calamari, like a plate?
Yeah, like a plate of, I mean,
fried calamari.
If it was fried, I would totally take that. But he can only pay half in the calamari. So I think we're just supposed to. And then he says something about, like, you know, what's next? And he says, well, 5,000 for
they've got these, like, little things, too, hockey pucks. Yeah. What do they call it? Like,
he just calls them pucks, or whatever.
Yeah, and they shoot out little holograms of who you got to go. So he doesn't have a puck for this special mission.
Well, yeah. I know. He's like, it's kind of off the books, or whatever, kind of in a way. You know, it's kind of like, and it's dangerous. And, you know, it's just a little character stuff here. This guy's he's the best or whatever, you know, kind of stuff. It's Mandalorian.
But I call him old Mandy. I'm jumping ahead. Never mind.
Yeah, he takes the money, the calamari money, goes to, I don't know where this is, but he buys this thing, this like Mandalorian plate thing.
Yeah.
And he, like,
I thought that was given to him by, Werner Herzog, whatever his name is.
Werner.
Yeah, I thought Werner. That he gave him. He gave it to him because he's like,
that's right.
It's nice to have it back in the Mandalorian.
No, that was the lady who said that. The lady said that.
I'm pretty sure he said it too because I just watched it 10 minutes before we signed on, just so I knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, I watched it too, but I was kind of half paying attention. But all right, so
I watched it twice because I wanted to actually not sound like a complete buffoon this time around.
Well, wait till that
just fine. Half buffoon. Yeah. Well, you know, like I'm like Imperial. I'm like calamari. I'm like half buffoon.
Half
instead of Republic buffoon.
Anyways, so he melts the thing down, regardless of where he gets it from. Maybe you're right, but he makes like this sort of cool shoulder pad out of it.
He makes the shoulder armor thing.
Yeah, which comes in handy. I guess. So anyways, here's my favorite cameo coming up. He goes to the planet where
talk about the part where he's like stormtroopers and they send him off to go he's like the secret mission.
Yeah. All right. Well, so Werner Herzog, who was so happy to be
who was Whitey Herzog's brother. I'm kidding.
He's like the guy who's, he's hiring, he's put out the bounty. I don't know who that doctor guy is.
Yeah, Dr. Nerd. I don't know what's up with him.
Real significance.
But there's like four stormtroopers there too. Yeah. So you're like,
they're all
what's
like it? Dirty. I like that. They're
dirty.
Dirty stormtroopers. And he's telling him that this person or this being that he's sent
50 years old.
50 years old. And the doctor's like, wants him alive. Werner is like, proof of termination is fine. But
either way.
Yeah. So he's like, I understand your profession, or whatever. His voice is amazing. I love Werner Herzog's voice. I can listen. He should read every audiobook.
He should.
Him and Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And the late James Coburn.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a great book.
Yeah, all three of them were in it. That'd be amazing.
All right, so anyways.
So he melts the thing down.
He melts the thing down, gets a shoulder pad.
Yep. Lady Mandalorian's like, have you, like, she says something, like, have anyone, I don't remember what she says, but it sounded like,
weird.
Says someone figured out your cover, it almost sounds like she was talking about, but.
Yeah, there's little hints about the Mandalorian
and he was
and the history of this guy.
Yeah, he was like a foundling or something like that.
Yeah, that's what it was, foundling. Yeah, but he clearly, like, he's sort of flashing back. It looks like his parents are killed.
Because that's how Star Wars works.
Right, of course. It was very much like Rogue One kind of, I don't know. Like
just Rogue One, also Rey from The Force Awakens. Yeah. Also our friend Rey from real life.
So, and you know, we get little snippets. I mean, there's obviously more episodes to come. I'm sure we'll learn a lot more about this guy. But he shows up on this other planet. And he gets attacked.
I'm going to say this about the show. All right. Please. They certainly padded out with a lot of him walking around looking cool. I was thinking, I was like,
he did look cool. Yeah.
I was like, he walks around looking cool a lot.
I think that's the thing. Like when I was a kid, Boba Fett was cool looking.
Yeah.
That's all I cared about. I don't care that he didn't do shit.
No one cared about that. They liked him because he looked.
I know.
Yeah.
He didn't do shit. He didn't do anything.
No, but like the one time he finally gets to do something, he gets knocked into the side of Jabba's sail barge and falls into a giant crevice. Yeah. And then feed me, Seymour. Eats him.
Well, in the old one, he just fell in and, you know.
Yeah, but still, and then the thing burped, and it was not.
Hey, but the theater erupted when it burped. I remember that.
Oh, see,
I was like, what?
I was sort of like, what happened here with this guy?
I had this whole theory that he flew out, you know, I mean, just, you know, got out of there somehow, you know, 1,000 years to digest. He must have just found a way out.
Yeah, well, otherwise, if I was him, I would have just shot myself. I was like, oh, I can't get out of here. And I'm like being rotted away with stomach acid of this weird snake flower worm thing. Just kill myself. God.
All right. Well, I mean, whatever. He's dead. But this, so yeah, that's all this Mandalorian. Well, he does more than just look cool. At least he does more than
he throws guys around and stuff.
Yeah. But he encounters this creature, which I guess is a blurg.
Yeah, that sounds like something you and I would make up.
I know. And then he encounters my favorite cameo of them all.
This was a weird one because I didn't know who he was until I watched a video about it.
I saw his name in the credits and I was like, what?
Yeah, that's what I saw. I was like, wait, he was in this? Is he like an Ugnaught or something?
I think he is an Ugnaught. He is Nick Nolte. They didn't even use any makeup. But I didn't recognize his voice.
No, because he didn't sound like he was all like,
all raspy. But I did like it. He said, I have spoken.
Yeah, now every nerd on the planet's going to say that for, like, the next 3 months. You know, after they say something, and I have spoken.
Like, I don't care.
Why, yeah.
spoken.
I wasn't listening.
So, I have to say, too, a little interjection here. These blurgs, they don't look, they didn't look very good. I didn't think.
No, there were a couple computery-looking scenes. The first one I thought was when the land speeder came up with the R2 thing on it, and then it flies off when he's like, no droids, and it goes. Right. I was like, ooh, that looks pretty computery. Yeah, and these guys look computer. They look sort of like fish with legs.
Yeah, but they didn't look real at all. I know they're not real, but I mean, they didn't look like they interacted with the people all that well. It was just, it's funny because I read this interview with Jon Favreau where he's like, oh, I'm using the Lion King technology on the Mandalorian and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, the Lion King looked cool. But these did not.
But he actually meant the original Lion King. Or the Broadway play Lion King.
Yeah. I mean, these did not look that good. These blurg.
I've seen worse, though.
I've seen worse, definitely.
It's TV. I'll let it slide.
Yeah, it's TV.
Well, it's Disney TV.
I know. It's, you know, we're still paying for this. It's not free TV. Although it's free for a week. Anyway, so excuse, we get a little more Mandalorian culture apparently, because he's like, "You should know how to ride these things." And he's
that's because he's making reference again to the holiday special, that thing that he was riding. That's what it is. Yeah.
I'd see. Wow, this is three references to that fucking holiday special that nobody.
Yeah, just wait until they bring back B. Arthur like they did with Governor Tarkin. B. Arthur and whatever his face is, like Harvey Korman.
Now that would be great.
I would die. If he actually did it, if he went to a cantina and it was B. Arthur's cantina, she didn't say anything. She was just serving drinks. They just did a computer generated B. Arthur. I would be like, you know what? I take back all the terrible things I said about Last Jedi and Solo.
Ma! Ma! all right, so I did not know that.
Yeah.
But I hope the effects of the blurg were more realistic on the Star Wars holiday special.
It wasn't a blur, but he said you rode these things, but they were these. It's this giant pink.
Oh, mythosaur or something like that. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
it looks like the Loch Ness Monster almost. So.
Yeah, he's like, if you can ride that, you can ride this. So. All right, so he rides the blurg. He figures out how to ride it.
He tells it to calm down, and he hops on its back, and that's all there is to it.
I know, it seemed pretty easy. Why doesn't he just have a jetpack like our other Mandalorian?
Look at, not everybody can afford a jetpack these days.
I know, he can't even.
In this economy.
He's got to do this shitty job. You know? Yeah. So he goes to where he's got this cool little, like, bit-up. It's very much Star Trek two, I should say.
Did it make you laugh when he was looking through his little telescope thing through his mask, like with his mask on?
How does that work? Kind of does me. I can't crack up. I'm like, oh, that's weird.
You should have just had a little like that flip down or something. That would have been better.
I know, the little telescope is very, very strange. He goes to the place. Hey, we get another cool cameo. We get some Taika Waititi here.
Yeah, I didn't know that was him either until after.
I mean, it's not really. I mean, it's his voice, but I mean.
Yeah, but still. It's the IG.
IG 11 is what he's listed as, which is we remember IG 88.
Yeah.
From one scene in Empire Strikes Back for 2 seconds. Good there. But I had an action figure.
Yeah, I did too, and this guy moved a lot better than my action figure did. It's funny to watch it in actual motion.
He was actually pretty cool, because he could spin his head around, spin his arms all around.
Yeah,
and everything.
He was a lot of fun to watch.
This was fun. So far, this was a lot of sort of, I mean, it was fine, but like, the scene coming up is very fun. So like, there's people guarding their bounty, and, you know, I'm sorry. Mandalorian is like,
they don't say his name, so.
No, they never say his name. Mandalorian
we'll call him Jim.
Like, Jim the Mandalorian is kind of like, looking through his little telescope, trying to figure out what to do and all this.
Yeah, and then he sees IG-11. IG-11 shows up. And he's like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, he's like, IG-11 is here with the Bounty Guild, or whatever, the Bounty Hunter Guild. So he's all like, I've been assigned this, man. And they kill all the guys, some of the guys.
They team up. They said, we'll split the bounty because we're both assigned to this, but we didn't know it.
Right. It's a fun action sequence.
Yeah.
These bad guys, I guess they're bad guys. I don't know. They bring out this big
They're probably
gun.
Really nice guys. And they're just like, what the fuck? We're just doing our job.
This bounty hunters come in. And they bring out this like huge gun.
Yeah.
And
big Gatling gun thing.
Yeah. IG-11 takes a couple shots, kind of distracting them, and Mandalorian finally does
Jim
finally does a cool thing. He does, it's very much Boba slash Django kind of thing, with like the little rope thing, comes out of his wrist.
Yes.
Gets over, gets the gun, blows all the guys away, uses their own gun against them.
Yep. And then the IG-11 is like, I gotta blow myself up every 2 seconds. I gotta self-destruct.
Funny. He's like, oh no, he's like, we're outnumbered, I gotta self-destruct. He's like, don't do that. Yeah. Like, it's pretty funny.
Don't do that.
He's like, what are you doing? We're gonna shoot our way out of this.
Yeah. And they did, and then they shot their way in too. They took the big gun
blow the door down.
Yep. And then
he has this little... was very nice. He's like, "Oh, you took a round there. Are you okay?"
Yeah, he's like, "You're okay for a droid."
Yeah, they're like they're buddying up here.
Yeah, it seemed like that. I thought that they were gonna be teamed up for the rest of the show.
Well, spoiler warning.
Because yeah, this okay. whole thing is a spoiler.
It's, I mean, spoiler warning to you.
So he takes the Star Trek thing, and yeah. he finds the 50-year-old in a little. Like
right, it's like case. A little egg kind of yeah. thing almost. They open it up and it's a little baby Yoda.
Oh, baby Yoda, baby Yoda.
It's and it's very cute. It is a very yeah. cute baby Yoda. And he was like, "What? This guy's supposed to be 50." And he says, "Not all, you know, IG-11's like not all creatures age the same way because obviously Yoda was 900."
Yeah.
So, yeah, but IG-11's like we got it. Rules are rules. We got to terminate him. And Mandalorian's kind of like, no, wait a minute. So.
And then sort of like off screen, like right. you're seeing like you just hear the laser blast and then IG-11 falls to the ground. Cause...
With a giant hole in his head. Yeah. yeah. He is dead.
Because Baby Yoda shot him.
Well, that would have been something. That would have really knocked people's socks off.
Yeah.
So then the Mandalorian's kind of like, he reaches his finger out. He's kind of like,
says, pull my finger.
Little baby. Yeah. So, and that's the.
By the way, Baby Yoda is a reference I'm making to your brother when I saw Return of the Jedi. And he's like, oh, Baby Ewoks, Baby Ewoks.
I remember. A reference to my brother. There you yeah. go. And that's the end of the Mandalorian episode one. You know,
well, I'm gonna say something also about the credits. I liked the credit, like the pictures running behind the credits.
That was cool.
They were yeah. they remind me of like you know Bonanza and like Clint Eastwood spaghetti westerns and stuff, which I'm pretty sure that was the reason they were doing it.
Oh, okay. I thought a lot of Marvel movies kind of did that too, or not a lot of them, but some of them. I think
because like the music in this was really weird in some places, but I get yeah. what they were going. They were going for, you know,
like a Western, old,
like yeah. the man with no name kind of right. sound and whatnot. So,
yeah, because overall,
Lauren doesn't have a name unless you listen right. to our podcast. And which yeah. name?
Now you know Jim. His name is Jim.
Your name is Jim. Jim.
I mean, overall, you know, I give it a
1 to 10.
I give it 1 to 10. Yeah. I don't know.
Seven.
Yeah. All right. So, wow. We both said seven. It was fine. It was fun. It had its flaws.
Yeah. It didn't make me hate Star Wars more, as I said right. in my email to you earlier. Right. So that right there is something.
Yeah. I kind of feel like it's sort of a do no harm.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's like whatever oath that is. Right? Or if that's an oath or whatever it is. Do no harm is kind of no. like my... It didn't. It's not like I'm like super excited, but I'll watch.
Yeah,
I'll watch.
The hook at the end was cool.
Yeah,
I thought exactly. I was like, "Oh, that's interesting," but at the same time, does it make me want to continue on with the Disney Plus after the free trial? You know, I'm like,
what about all the Spider-Man and Amazing Friends and stuff?
Well, there's Spider-Man Amazing Friends on there. Yeah. Well, that's different.
I have to ask. So I've been meaning to ask you this. I guess we'll. Are we done with The Mandalorian? Because I want to move on.
I want to talk about Salacious Crumb for a second.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Dude, that like was a Salacious funny. Crumb.
You're like on a pit, like
yeah, him. And then another one was like, this ain't looking so good for
in
me.
Cage. Yeah. There was a lot of references, in case you yeah. haven't figured it out by now. There were a lot of like characters. We had Squidhead and.
There was another Greedo in there, I think.
Yeah.
I forget what they're called.
I don't know.
And yeah. Squidhead isn't really called Squidhead, but that's what his yeah. figure was called, so that's what
right.
I'm going to call
there
him.
There was, like I said, the thing that comes out of the door goes like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, just, yeah. yeah. A little light
that
bulb.
Cool.
A light bulb at the end of a stick.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it's good to know that these things... This isn't...
Yeah, on the one hand, I like the reference. On the other hand, I'm sort of like, okay, I know. We've seen this a gazillion times. There's a cantina with a bunch of shady dudes in it. And there's, yeah.
Some of it is a little, yeah, like,
yeah.
I don't, it seems like Jon Favreau, whoever, you know, whoever came
and up with Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni, who was in right. charge of Clone Wars and Rebels, and like Star Wars nerds are like sing praises to him all the time. But I'm like, Clone Wars was good, but he was working with Lucas on that, all the scripts. Lucas came up with all the stories. Rebels was very hit or miss. You'd get like four shit episodes, then you get one amazing one, and you're like, all right, I'll look past those four shit episodes, because this one of Ahsoka fighting Darth Vader is fucking incredible, you know?
Yeah. Well, they're all on Disney Plus now, if you want to go back and review the amazing ones, and then just skip the shit ones.
The crap ones.
But I mean, you can tell that they know their Star Wars. They love their Star Wars. They're putting everything in that they can, little subtle things, because they know these fans gobble this shit up. I also feel like they're like, oh, let's put Carl Weathers. Let's put Nick Nolte. Like, it's like, what did you grow up in the 80s watching these guys? And now you want to give them some work?
Yeah, it's like Quentin Tarantino is in charge or something.
Seriously. Because apparently, according to IMDb, that's it for Carl Weathers. I thought he would might be a little more.
Yeah, I thought he would figure into it some more, hey? But no.
It says one episode, so I don't know.
It's like, I got to go find a predator.
I know he didn't watch Arrested Development, but he was on that, and he was really funny. Oh. He was talking about going to Burger King and taking the leftovers and throwing them in like a pot. He's like, hey, you get a stew going. I just love that line. But he was playing Carl Weathers, like he was playing himself.
I sort of like when people play themselves.
I know, it was great.
Like weird versions of themselves.
Yeah, it's like, it really makes me feel like they're in on the joke, you know? Like, they get it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but yeah, overall, it was fine. It was fun. I'll watch more. It was a lot of nerdy Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
But overall, you know, like you said, it didn't make me hate it more, which is good for these days.
Yeah, no, that's like high praise coming from me now, because you know how I feel about Star Wars.
I know.
Because I don't even care about, I don't care about seeing the rise of Skywalker.
I mean, I don't really, I can't not see it, but I don't.
I'll probably see it, but I don't really, it's not like, ooh, I gotta go see it.
Oh man, the last like three Star Wars movies, I've like, not Solo, but Rogue One, Force Awakens, and Last Jedi. Like, took the day off from work.
Wow.
To go see it during the day. I mean, it's also kind of just a fun thing to do, but like, I was like, I want to go. Oh, man, I want to go.
We should see the last one together.
I know. It's kind of, this is the last one.
Because we haven't seen a Star Wars movie together since Revenge of the Sith.
That's true, isn't it? Oh, my God.
You saw that with Jen and my mother-in-law, even. Oh, what a weird crew to go see.
Well, I mean, if that's the only way you're going to go see it, I'll go with you and your mother-in-law.
No, Jen has no interest in Star Wars at all. Like, she saw Force Awakens. She's like, no, I don't care. I don't like this anymore. They're done.
Little did she know.
Yeah. It's like, she was lucky.
It only got worse.
Yeah, she got out before it got real bad.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, whatever, but this is fine. I'm fine with TV shows. Let's just do these, because the movies are so bad.
Yes.
But, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not excited. The trailers don't get me too excited about it either, but it's kind of funny. In a way, I was talking about this with Clay. I was like, this is the last one, they're saying, supposedly, in this Skywalker saga. And I'm kind of like,
there better be a Skywalker in this movie if it's going to be the last one.
And I'm kind of like, okay, that's good. Let's just end this. You know what I mean? Like, I remember when I was a kid, I was like, oh, that's the last Star Wars movie.
That's different. You're a kid, because they weren't horrible back then either. I mean, you could see the cracks starting to show, but in Return of the Jedi, but still, that was still a passable movie, you know?
Yeah, and now I'm just like, okay, well, let it die, right? You know what I mean? Let's let this
just
be
like
over.
What's-his-face says, let the past die.
Who says that?
Stupid Kylo Ren, the bitchy little emo bitch.
Is he like the worst Star Wars villain ever? Or what?
He's pretty awful. He's I think
terrible.
Ben Quadraneros was a villain, he'd be better.
I mean, he's just a whiny little bitch. Yeah, like, oh, God. Kylo Ren. What a loser.
Yeah.
All right. Now I want to talk, though. So.
All right. Talk, sir.
Let's move on. I want to talk about Disney Plus a little bit, because you didn't know Spider-Man is Amazing Friends.
I didn't, but I did watch The Black Hole this morning on it.
Nice. I didn't know that was on there. I watched Robin Hood last night.
I saw you posting that. I think I liked it on your Instagram.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So, but I have to ask you, because there's something I don't remember, and you probably do. So was there a Spider-Man without his Amazing Friends?
There was.
Kind of in the style of Spider-Man?
Yeah, it came out like the same year or something. It was right around the same time.
Wow.
But I think it was syndicated? Yeah, I don't think it played around here. I only discovered it years later on videotape.
Oh my god. So that's on there, and I was like, what the hell is this?
That's pretty bad, too. It doesn't even have the good Spider-Man voice. It's got someone else doing it.
Oh.
But it's got all the same like music and stuff that they use. So
yeah, I was watching like just the opening, you know, credits, and I was like, wow, this looks, it's exactly the same style, but
yeah,
it's like...
And if you listen, you can hear, you know, when we watch Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, that announcer just goes, Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Right.
If you watch it on here, you'll hear it go, Spider-Man. He gets like it's like a...
So it was like the same show. Yeah, it almost seems like they just edited out Iceman and Firestar.
Let me, I'll look it up so that we can not sound like calamari buffoons.
Half buffoons. Half calamari. Well, calamari is half.
Yeah, all right. Well,
but it was a real show. That's amazing. See, I didn't even know that. Because I was like, there's a lot of Spider-Man shows on here. And some of them are like, you know, more recent, and that one was, I was looking for the 66 or 67 or whatever year it was.
It aired in September of 1981.
Wow.
Hold on. Let's get some stuff here. This is so much reading. I can't do all this.
Yeah, there's a lot of, well, it's on Wikipedia if you really want to hear about it, you know, or just watch it.
All 26 episodes have been released on DVD in the UK.
But you don't have to go to the UK.
No, you don't.
Right on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
So I'll have to check that out. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, not pretty cool.
We can do a Skype viewing party and make fun of it, and that'll be another podcast episode.
Yeah, people do that stuff, huh?
We should do it.
Yeah. A watch-along? Have you ever listened to a podcast that's a watch-along?
I have not.
It's hard, because I never just sit at home and listen to podcasts. Who the hell does that?
No one.
I'm always walking or on the train or something. Like, yeah, what do you mean watch along? What are you, crazy? But anyway, so there's a lot of stuff. Black Hole, as you pointed out, a lot of old stuff. So here's another funny thing that I read today. A lot of these old Disney movies, I'm going to use one of my favorites as an example. The original Lady and the Tramp, not the new one that they just did. There's a warning that says,
is it going to be about the We Are Siamese, if you please?
Yeah. Have you read this?
No, but I'm just taking a stab at it.
No, good guess. So there's like a warning at the beginning of that movie, and I think like Jungle
Probably
Book.
Dumbo too, I would say.
Yeah. Good call, Dumbo. Sort of about the, I forget how it's worded, like cultural insensitivity or something like that. But they just say like, you know, it's just a little warning at the beginning that's saying like, hey, it was a different time.
It was a different time. Stereotypes were okay. It was fine to make fun of people that weren't white.
Outdated cultural depictions is the terminology they use. And
I haven't seen the Aristocats, but my teacher calls me Wolfie. that guy, that was his favorite movie.
Okay.
That guy that used to come in the video store, loved all the Aristocats. That was his favorite.
I remember liking it. I don't remember anything about it, but I remember at the time being like, man, that was cool. I don't know. They're never going to release Songs of the South, which is funny.
But, oh, no. I don't think they can. Yeah. Oh, right. Even though I used to love singing Zippity-Doo-Dah when I was a kid.
It won fucking awards and stuff.
Yeah, well, it was a different time. You know?
I know.
It's the time that the current politicians in power are trying to recreate.
Yeah, it seems like
I don't want to get into that.
We don't want to get any emails. Actually, no. I mean, we never get emails.
Not that we would anyway. But
right.
I spent a podcast talking about the word retarded once, and no one said anything. I'm talking about how I was dumb and didn't know it was a bad word years ago.
Right.
I would never use that word to describe someone now.
Of course. We weren't using that as a...
No. I was talking about what an idiot I was, and then we never got anyone talking.
No.
You can cut that part out. I'm almost done with my large drink that I made, so...
Oh, I'm long done with mine. Here. We should just pause it and... There we go.
There we go.
Kind of a little more room in there.
And have another great conversation with some weird lady at a bar next to us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was all right.
Yeah, she was fine.
She wasn't that weird.
She was pretty weird. She wanted you to do jumping jacks. She's weird.
I forgot about the jumping jacks.
Yeah, if you couldn't guess the bartender. Boy, I really got us off topic. Let's go back to the... Right. We'll talk about this.
We'll talk about that later. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just saying, so there's a lot of cool stuff about Disney. I don't know why people are making a big deal about this, like, oh, it was a different time.
Well,
it's funny.
I get why they're doing it, because you don't want your kid to watch it and then go around imitating it and then embracing cultural stereotypes.
Oh, I get why they put the warning on there. I don't know why it's newsworthy, you know.
Oh, well.
But, yeah. I mean, I'm glad they put it on there. But I don't know. I mean, it's got some fun stuff. It's got Simpsons. It's got all those, like I said, old Spider-Man. It's got all these old... It's got that X-Men. Yeah, you know, your favorite show. They fight the evil...
The Cybertronic Spree does that song. I don't know if I talked about that before.
Oh,
They play that song. Not with the lyrics, but if they play at our after party or whatever, because Clay was working on it, I'm going to say, all right,
I'm going to add...
Can you do me a favor? Can you learn these lyrics? It's just the X-Men, except for the ending part.
Right. I think you should get up and sing it with them.
Oh, I'd absolutely do that. I will. I'll go up in character.
You have to dress as Magneto or Wolverine or something. Right?
Yeah, I'll do one of those dudes.
You could do like a Cyclops. Just put some
sunglasses on.
Yeah, red sunglasses.
Yeah, easy.
Oh, perfect. That's an easy costume.
Yeah.
All right, we got it.
Right.
What else does it have? I don't even know. I mean, it's got all...
Professor X.
I'll be Professor X.
I'll just sit there.
I'll actually have to bick my hair that day, but that's all right.
Yeah, that's all right.
Not all the Marvel movies are there just yet. There's a few...
Some are still on Netflix,
On Netflix, right. There's still kind of that thing going. So is there a rival... Like, this is a rivalry I read somewhere? Like,
between Netflix and Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Netflix is a butt hurt about, you know, because that was a big portion of their programming, you know?
Yeah.
And then they lost stuff like The Office or something, too, to like Hulu or something. And,
right.
Or like what NBC streaming or whatever other stupid...
Yeah, well, that's what's going to happen. I mean, all these other people are going to get their own streaming shit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like...
But you know what? The bubble will burst at some point, and none of these will be profitable except for Netflix and Disney.
Right.
These I'm not going to pay for CBS. I don't care if they've got new Star Trek on there. I'll just ask Clay what happens.
Clay gave us his password.
Oh, shit, did he?
A while ago.
I thought that was for that DC thing.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
Which I tried to sign into it, and I wasn't having any luck, and I was like, I don't even care enough.
Hold on a quick second here. Hello?
Hey, he's there.
There you go.
That's so weird. My speaker came on by itself.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's good. We were just wrapping up.
I know. I feel bad. I'm sorry. We started without you.
Oh, it's understandable.
How are you warm now?
I am.
But you're
I'm now at my parents' house.
Oh my god.
Boo.
Well, thanks for making
I'm also mildly afraid that pipes are gonna freeze, but
boo.
Did you leave like a little drip or something or?
No, because I read about that after I left.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, that's something I... Actually, maybe it's a good... It was like the real feel of 4 degrees today. And I thought of... I was like, oh, poor Josh. But...
Yeah,
yeah, that...
the...
Yeah, sucks. It,
the house was like 54 when we left.
Ooh.
So hopefully it stays at least in like... the 50s or at least upper 40s in there.
Mm. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Me too.
Tomorrow it's going to be warmer, so maybe you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hope so.
All right, well, let's just get a quick we'll get your quick Mandalorian opinion and what did you think? Did you watch it?
I did. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, I thought he was a really cool character. He had a lot of, you know, I've not like I wouldn't know who he was. Like, I mean, I know who the actor is, but I without a like without the mat, I mean, with the mask on, like I would have no clue that was him. Could be anybody. Like, even his voice doesn't sound like I imagine his voice would sound.
He sounds like Chris Pine. I thought.
Yeah.
Sounds like Chris Pine. For anybody who doesn't, who cares, he was on Game of Thrones and he got his head crushed. It was actually a pretty awesome, gruesome scene.
It really was. As deaths go, that was pretty epic.
That was a really good death right there. So
after he made that Starbucks run.
Yeah, the show really fell off after he got killed off. I tell you, he really just, kept Martell. What was it? Oberyn Martell, I think his name was.
Yeah.
Did you catch all of the Star Wars holiday special references?
I did hear.
How many did we count up? It was like 3 or 4.
Was there 4? I think there might have 3? Been one more in there. There were at least 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the name of the stupid day?
Life Day, Chewbacca's Life day, Christmas, or whatever Jen Life called day. It.
Life Day, right?
Yeah.
But Jen's name is just as good. Life Day is a pretty dumb name for any.
Yeah. Jen called it like Chewbacca Holiday or something. Because she couldn't. But I was impressed with the fact that she even remembered Chewbacca had a holiday to go home to.
Yeah, but it was fun. We enjoyed it. We had a few issues with like the effects mostly, I guess. I think
like when they were on the ice, I thought it looked a little green screenish.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I think that's true. I thought it was a little predictable at the beginning. Like, oh, he's in a bar and all, like, oh, yeah. You know, a bar fight and all that. It's kind of all very, it's very much.
You know what? The only thing that would have kept it really Star Wars cliche in a bar is if someone got, like, an arm cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like you either. But then it would have been, like, a reference instead of just a cliche. You know what I mean? It would have been. But I guess John said that this is kind of supposed to be like a spaghetti western kind of feel, and I guess that's definitely what, you know.
What you're going on, so. And they so far are doing a good job at making that. So I think it's fun to see a whole bunch of new characters that have really so far nothing to do with anything we've seen before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's not Nia Numb's nephew isn't involved, or you know. Like that.
Nephew of Numb.
Like old witch.
Wait, it's 9 Numb. Sorry, right? 9 Numb?
I don't know. Because
there's 10 Numb.
Yep, yep.
There's 10 Numb?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know. There is, right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Numb.
That's how I knew it was called 9 Numb instead of Nien Numb. Because there was a 10 Numb.
I always thought it was Nien.
I thought so. Like, it, you know what? I gotta find out.
They never say his name in the thing, right? No. They never. He just kind of goes, yeah, 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 yeah. Did you like the sort of the surprise at the end, right?
Yeah, I mean, ending. I don't know what I was expecting, but
there is a 10 numb, by the way. Oh, just saying.
All right. Wow. Was that his nephew, 10 numb?
maybe it's TN.
Maybe. Yeah, so a big surprise. I think people, you know, the Star Wars nerds out there are all like, what does this mean? And whatever. I don't know. What does it mean? It means that there's other Yodas. I mean, a species of... I mean, obviously he wasn't one of a kind, was he?
Well, there was, in the prequels, there was that character Yaddle, I think.
Yep.
Yaddle.
Who was on the Jedi Council.
Female Yoda.
Yeah, Lady Yoda, who had like an eye patch or something.
In one of the video games, there was like a sort of... He wasn't evil. He kind of... But he was like a Yoda-type creature, but he had all these cybernetic... implants and everything, so he was kind of taller because he had like longer arms and stuff, and he was like a bad guy that you had to fight at the end of one of the levels, and he looked like Yoda. So yeah, it's not like this isn't like a huge thing, is it? Like, we knew there were other
Yodas. I don't think they have a name of the Yoda species though.
All right, well, I'm sure
it's, but funny,
we'll call them Jim.
It made me think, my buddy always said that like one of the things about Star Wars versus Star Trek is like Star Wars just had like a billion different like alien life forms, and they never had like groups or like factions of like the same species, you know, like on like Star Trek had. I mean, even though they did, but like you always, when they were in a bar, it was always like a billion different kinds of different species, you know.
Diversity in Star Wars.
Yay, there you go.
Yes.
Whereas Star Trek, it was like the Klingons and the Romulans. Yeah. And
they were like, we have no budget, so here's how it's going to work.
And yeah, they put a lot of them, we were talking earlier, like a lot of the, like the meow, meow, meow guy, isn't it?
Or plays a flute.
Species. Yeah, he plays a little flute.
Yep.
There's a lot of those aliens.
I like that he played a flute because I was like, that's weird. I like that. I like how weird that is.
I like it.
Call the speeders like, along.
I'll get you your Uber.
You know? I thought that too. I was like, oh my God, he's like calling an Uber. I wish you could be like, no droids when your Uber shows up. Be like, nah, I don't want that one. I want another one. Give me another one. I thought the same thing. I was like, oh my God, it's like Uber. I don't know. What else did you see anything else, Josh, that maybe we, I don't know, that stuck out?
I don't know. You know what it kind of, you know, the one thing that I thought about now, when they, in Return of the Jedi, right? It's not like pointing out, now I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but in Return of the Jedi, wasn't like Han Solo frozen in carbonite, like the first, like, we've never really frozen anybody.
Yeah, we were talking before. About that.
I kind of mentioned that it was a big deal.
Big deal. Yeah. And now that...
Like, now it's now just like, just... everybody gets frozen in carbonite.
Well, I mean, how... Okay, so you said this is 6 years after Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, so maybe they have perfected carbonite freezing. But again, as I said, they did it in Clone Wars as well. So even then, it was like kind of not a big deal when you find that out.
So the people have been doing it, but maybe that's just how.
Maybe it's the Ugnaughts didn't know what they were doing in Cloud City. Yeah. Maybe that was the thing, because they're like, look, we had to put this makeshift carbonite freezing thing together with, you know.
Listen, these guys are just paid people. They don't know much.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Darth Vader actually made it seem like it wasn't that big a deal. You know, he's like, oh, we'll just put him in carbonite. We'll just test it on Captain Solo. It's like, well, all right. I mean, it was a big deal because we love Han Solo.
Yeah, I don't know, but it seemed like it was a big deal to everybody.
Right.
It was a big deal to Boba Fett, I guess, like we said, because he's like...
It was a big deal to me!
Although C-3PO did downplay it. But he was built by Darth Vader, so maybe he has a bias.
He doesn't remember any of that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
His mind was wiped. It's true. He's like, oh, he should be safe, right? I mean,
assuming he survives or something.
And he's in perfect carbonate, hibernation, I guess.
Carbonation.
He's busy. perfect carbonation. So those Ugnaughts knew what they were doing.
Or as we used to call it, clayed up.
Clayed up? I don't remember that.
Yeah, we go, oh, clayed up hand. He looked like he was covered in clay.
Oh, but no clay tonight. So.
Yeah.
No clay tonight.
You mean the action figure or just the?
That's we used to. I remember talking about that with my dad. We just called it clay. You know, it's eight. You know, it's, I couldn't remember carbon freezing. We just called them clayed up.
Did you have the
clayed up Han Solo?
Did you have the Slave One that came with the Han Solo and carbon?
That's the only reason I got it. I washed my grandfather's car, and he paid me, and then I ran out to Child World. Like, well, I had to get a ride there.
Right.
Oh, Child World.
I know.
And I got Slave One. I still have the Slave One and my clayed up Han. Nice. Except I'm missing one piece on it, and the piece that I'm missing out is like goes for like $40. I'm like, I don't want it that bad.
Did you have it, Josh? Did you have the Slave One?
You know, I didn't have it originally. I think when like they re-released everything in like 97 with like all the new, yeah, I had that one.
I had the original, and I brought it to kindergarten show and tell. I remember.
And then Mrs. Provost took it away.
No, that was
no, it. That was G.I. Joe number 32. Thank you.
Yeah, it was what G.I. Joe comic? It was somewhere around there. G.I. Joe. I was totally being an idiot about it too, though. Like I was flaunting the fact that I was reading a comic book in class.
Oh well, you deserved it. It's a good thing
I
you had two.
Deserve it. Like what an idiot! I know. I had, well, I, yeah, I think I bought another one. I don't know. They were only 65 cents. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry, Josh. Did I interrupt you?
No, I don't think I ever had any. I'm trying to think. I don't remember having like Star Wars ships when I was a kid. I know I had like a ton of figures, but I don't really think I had any of the ships.
I had all of them. I remember painting my X-Wing to make it look like it had been in a swamp, and then they came out with a swamped up.
And then you got that and painted it so it was like a Kleenex one.
Well, I should have, but I think by then I was like, fuck this!
I restored my childhood Millennium Falcon like 4 or 5 years ago.
Wow. So that was the Slave One? Like,
yeah.
Wow,
that's yeah.
Weird.
People like Boba Fett.
Well, we were talking about that too earlier. Even though he didn't do anything.
But he really didn't. He was like the most like ridiculous character for everybody to love. But man, what an awesome costume!
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. That's all there is to it. I built the Boba Fett like model and painted him like the Star Wars Chewbacca Holiday Special version from the cartoon. Because it was neat. I mean, I did a regular one, and then I did a second one where he's got, you know, the yellow vest and shit.
Oh, okay.
Yellow armor and stuff.
It's funny, they have Hot Toys made the holiday version, and I'm like, why? Why would you buy that for $300?
Yeah, $300, yeesh. I only spent 19 on mine.
Yeah,
little,
you win.
A better. Did you watch anything else, Josh, on Disney Plus? Have you explored it in any
No, but I saw Gargoyles is on there, so you know I'm going to be binging that. I love Gargoyles.
Ah, see, there's something for everybody. We were talking about Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
That's on there. Yeah. Oh,
see, that's a hidden gem that no one knew about until Durson came on.
That was like
along.
My favorite. That and Hulk, you know, back to back.
Is Hulk on there? Because
I should check that out.
I love that.
I should check that out.
That's
I was
my
wondering
favorite
about.
Iteration of Hulk.
That yeah, I mean there are no other good ones, so that
has I've always wanted to get a 1-inch scale size tattoo of the Incredible Hulk from that cartoon series because there was an episode where he shrank and they said
that
he's a 1-inch green skin rampager. And I'm like, this is my 1-inch green skin rampager.
Rampager.
There's a part where he's in, like fighting the guys in the tank and throwing them around, and then like he jumps away, and the guy's like, "What the heck was that?" He's like, "Ah, it's probably just a bug or something."
Oh, I can't find anything online here about the. It's all She-Hulk.
No,
you know what I thought was weird? Didn't they have like every Marvel movie except for like Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Some
they
of
had
them
Ant-Man
are still on Netflix.
Oh, okay. That's
contract.
Why.
Because Infinity War, I think Ant-Man and the Wasp and Black Panther and maybe something else are still on Netflix. So, well, there you go. But they'll be there, and then Netflix will be dead. No,
<just kidding. laughs> So long, Netflix.
Netflix will still have House of Cards, so.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we're not allowed to like that anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Except the last
season. Well, they changed it to Disney
Plus. Which is a good thing, because that last season was terrible.
Oh, was it? I didn't watch it.
I only watched 10 minutes of it. I was like, this, like, without Predator Spacey on here, I can't, like, I just don't like this.
No, the Hulk, I think that's on Disney Plus, is the 1996 version.
No, the one with Luke Perry.
R.I.P.
But how can we get our 80s Hulk then?
Maybe it's
how
do
we do that?
I don't know. Maybe it's on there somewhere buried.
Hulk.
I don't know. You know what's funny though? So there is a very interesting, it's a funny, weird Mickey Mouse cartoon. And if you have a few minutes, check it out. It's all just a bunch of shorts, but it's like modern. But it looked like it was made like in the 20s. But like it's like the characters have, they have like the big eyes and the and whatever. And it's really funny because when Rachel and I were in Disney World last year, it was always on the TV in the hotel.
And the was resort. It the one that looks like Ren and Stimpy style kind of?
Yeah. It's like pretty funny, I think.
I think it's weird because it always pops on like when June is watching something, like it'll like if she finishes that for some reason that will pop on and we're like, it's funny but it seems not really kid friendly.
No, like, I think it's more for adults. Yeah.
I
mean, just kids won't get it. It's not like
right,
you know, swearing or anything on it.
Right.
Like, it's yeah, I think it's pretty funny, but.
I agree.
It's not really for kids, I don't think. Because Rachel and I were just sitting there going like, ha, this is great. So that's on there. If you have a few minutes, make it your business. But I don't know. Are you going to keep... Josh, are you in it for the long haul? Or are you just...
You know, as for right now, I mean, obviously I'm going to get it. Because, like, all the Marvel stuff. But I'm thinking of, like... maybe asking for it for Christmas or something from somebody.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think it's a good gift idea, and then that way I'll be able to watch like a bunch of Mandalorian episodes at once.
Well, it's I will tell you this, and you can inform whoever's buying these gifts for you. If you buy for the whole year, it is a little cheaper as opposed to doing month to month. So if you just it's like, you know, whatever, $70 for the year or $6.99 each month.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's Disney Plus. What else? You got anything else?
How about on a scale of 1 to 10 from Josh?
Oh yeah. What do you think of Mandalorian? 1 to 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I might give it a 7.
Oh my god, we all gave it a 7.
All right.
That's amazing. That's great. We've never agreed on anything.
No, I know.
Clay's probably like, I hate it.
Yeah. Clay, but he's probably watched it like 5 times.
I almost watched it twice.
I did watch it twice.
I watched most of it. I didn't get through the second time all the way, but I watched most of it twice. And I still forgot half the shit.
Yeah, I only watched it twice so I could talk about it tonight. So.
Here we are. This is the world we live in now. There's gonna be the fucking Obi-Wan. There's gonna be Cassian Andor and
Kate. Yeah, I don't care about that.
There's gonna be all this stuff. We're gonna be so sick of it.
Nah,
I kind of am already, but right. I would watch Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan.
Hello there.
Obi-Wan.
He's me.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that so excitedly.
Don't you have the costume? Don't you have like the
full... I do.
Yeah.
He is me.
He is you. I mean, I don't know. I'm looking forward to other stuff. I'm curious about Falcon and Winter Soldier. I'm curious about, I don't know about WandaVision. I'm a little weird.
No, I feel like it's going to be, you know, I like everything that they're talking about. I'm happy to be a part of it.
I love this plan. I'm happy to be a part of it. I'll watch it. I'll give it a try. I'll see. It definitely sounds weird.
Yeah.
But
well, I think it has like it's gonna really have like tie-ins to the new Doctor Strange after that. So.
Right.
That's where they're gonna get you is like to like follow the movies. You're gonna have to like watch the shows.
Well, Kevin Feige came out and even said that was gonna be the case. So
Phase 5 like is this stuff in like a couple movies and all the stuff that's on TV. So I guess Loki and all that stuff. Yeah. So there you go. If you want to be a Marvel completist, which is pretty interesting considering I have seen all the movies. Like now I'm like, oh, I guess I'll have to watch this. Like it's pretty.
Now that I don't even have to get off my couch, I guess so.
So is there something with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too? Is there something? Are they all on Disney Plus or are they?
Yeah, well, that's the weird thing is I guess that was like that's the number one thing people have been watching. And I,
oh, wow.
That's like all the test people or whatever were watching. And I was like, that's strange.
Yeah, I did read that because that's just on TV.
Yeah. And I mean, I liked it. I watched all of them. I've seen them all. But it just seems strange to me that that's what everybody like picked to watch. It's like, now I'll get caught up with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I saw Agent Carter is on there too, which was, I mean, it's the first season was really good, and then after that, it kind of like,
meh. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess if you ever want to watch it again, I don't know.
True.
But Agent Carter is smarter.
All right.
Don't you remember that Scooby Doo can doo doo? But Jimmy Carter is smarter.
Oh, no, I didn't remember that. I'm sorry. Was that?
That's not that's the critic episode.
Oh, okay.
Buy my book.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to cut Josh off here. I feel bad. He just got John and I already talked for 45 minutes.
But well, that's what I'm saying. Just edit this all it together.
We'll just edit Josh's opinion like he was here the whole time.
Yeah. Just have me saying random stuff in between your talking.
Just say, I'm Josh Lingle, so we can just stick you at the beginning, and then we'll... Because I have time to do that.
All right, 3, 2, 1. I'm Josh Lingle. Right. Buy my book.
Buy my book. Buy me a furnace.
Yes, please.
I don't want to stop. We can keep going. But,
you can. We don't have to keep recording our conversation. Yeah. We just shut it off.
That's true. You know, listening and we'll keep talking and keep drinking.
I need more drink if we're going to keep talking.
I didn't even think of drink.
The first thing I thought of. I was like, I can't do a podcast sober. Wait, are we still recording?
All right, see you guys later. Yeah.